This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The group of seven leading global economies say the war in Ukraine is creating a global food and energy crisis throughout the world. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly told reporters at the G7 meeting that huge stockpiles of Ukrainian grain are stuck inside Ukrainian warehouses, unable to be distributed because of the war.
We need to make sure that these cereals are sent to the world. If not, millions of people will be facing famine, particularly in the Middle East and Africa.
German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock has said Russia is aware and responsible for the issue. Russia is preparing the ground for new crises to deliberately weaken international cohesion against Russia's war. The G7 nations also called on China not to help Russia, including by undermining international sanctions or justifying Moscow's actions in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian forces began a counteroffensive Saturday near the Russian-controlled town of Izum in northeastern Ukraine. This, according to a regional governor, Ukraine wants to push Russia from its staging area there and prevent it from encircling thousands of Ukrainian troops on the eastern front of Donbas. The Russians turned their focus on Donbas after they failed to capture Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, at the start of the war. Ukraine has regained some of its territory there, including its second-largest city in the northeast, Kharkiv. Fighting was also fierce on the Seversky-Donets River near the city of Severodonetsk. The governor of eastern Luhansk region said Ukrainian forces repulsed Russian attempts to cross the river and encircle the city. This is VOA News.